crystal field splitting energy is. So I said there's a difference between the main group complexes and the transition metal complexes. You shine light onto the main group complex. We push an electron from a principal quantum number of 2, something like 2s, and we push it up to principal quantum number 3, so it jumps to 3s. That was a big gap in energy. In this case here, all we're doing is we're pushing our electron from the T2G set, that little arrow there is indicating an electron, up to the empty EG set. So this is our incoming wavelengths of radiation. You can see that we're absorbing the green and the yellow. So what's left behind after the absorption are simply these wavelengths here. So that's what we see. We see the residual after the complex has subtracted out the incoming white light. Now the colour that we see then is going to be critically dependent on the magnitude of the crystal field splitting energy. If you've got a really big gap in the energy, then it takes a really high energy photon to push it up there. If you've got a very small gap in the energy, then it takes a long wavelength photon to do the job.